Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is mild and pleasant across Israel. In Jerusalem, the day unfolds with clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze with warm sunshine. Haifa is also experiencing a beautiful day. As the sun sets, temperatures will remain comfortable for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S.-Iran deal won't meet Israel's war goals on nukes, missiles, and proxies, according to Ynet's report from earlier today. Also, Netanyahu asserts that the U.S. and Israel are aligned on Iran, with the IDF and security agencies prepared for any scenario, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, hundreds of hotel stays in Eilat are cancelled and reallocated to accommodate U.S. military personnel, according to I-24 News. Separately, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move seen as politically sensitive for Netanyahu, reported by Axios in earlier coverage. And finally, an article from the Jerusalem Post discusses the India-Israel Counter-Terror Alliance, emphasizing its significance in combating terrorism from the grassroots to leadership levels. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated over 85 Hezbollah terrorists in the past week, including key figures in their operations. Michal Kotler Wunsch, an Israeli activist, shared earlier today her concerns on X about how narratives are shaped during conflicts, particularly criticizing omissions of responsibility from groups like Hezbollah and Hamas. Ariel Ozeran, a correspondent, confirmed the IDF's elimination of the commander of Hezbollah's elite Radwan forces in a precision strike in Beirut last night. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, Israeli officials express concerns that the proposed agreement may leave Iran's missile capabilities intact and ease financial pressure on Tehran. According to Ynet, this could limit the IDF's operational freedom. The stakes are high, as regional stability hangs in the balance. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks, the Prime Minister emphasized the alignment between the U.S. and Israel on Iran. He reassured that the IDF and security agencies are ready for any developments. This comes as tensions continue to simmer in the region. The assurance aims to bolster public confidence amid uncertainties. Meanwhile, in Eilat, hundreds of hotel stays are being redirected to U.S. military personnel. I-24 News reports that this arrangement supports military cooperation. It highlights the strategic partnership between the U.S. and Israel. Local businesses may feel the impact, but the long-term security benefits are seen as outweighing short-term disruptions. The ceasefire announcement by Trump between Israel and Lebanon introduces a new dynamic. Axios notes this is a politically charged move for Netanyahu. While it may pave the way for broader negotiations with Iran, it also presents domestic political challenges. The potential for peace hangs in a delicate balance. Finally, the India-Israel counter-terrorism collaboration is spotlighted in the Jerusalem Post. This partnership underscores a shared commitment to a zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. It reflects deep-rooted cooperation at various levels. Such alliances are crucial in enhancing global security frameworks. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant drop in the dollar's value against the shekel, now below 2.9, marking a low not seen since 1993. This reflects the shekel's rare strength in the market. Separately, Times of Israel Tech reveals Sola Security has raised $35 million. This funding comes from major investors like Microsoft, supporting the growth of DIY cyber defense. The platform's rapid adoption highlights its potential in cybersecurity. And finally, CTech reports on a financial dispute involving Pagaya. Investor Zwi Williger seeks a refund after claiming significant capital loss in an AI-driven real estate fund. This case underscores the risks associated with investment strategies. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.